Our next presenter is from the University of Nebraska. She is here as the senior coordinator for City Match. Ms. Kathleen Brander works on various practice collaboratives, and she is our next speaker, so welcome.
Good morning, everybody. The title for this session was about risk reduction strategies and an agenda for change. And we've heard about from a couple of presenters now about insurance methodologies and in connection with that topic. And now we're going to switch gears to a completely different but equally important maternal and child health topic, which is teen pregnancy prevention. And the CDC has been working for several years now on an agenda for change, in that currently abstinence-only funding is put through the federal government, and it's largely those programs that are funded are unevaluated. But for several years, since 2002, CDC and several national partners and state teen pregnancy prevention coalitions have been working to create change, in that they've been working to push science-based approaches to teen pregnancy prevention, and that's really what I'm here to talk about. I have nothing to disclose. I have no relationships to disclose that I want to disclose, at least, maybe I should say. City Match is, if you've never heard of City Match, and probably most of you have not, City Match is a national membership organization. Our members are local health departments in the largest cities. We're focused on urban maternal and child health, and we work with folks in those health departments who have the lead accountability for moms and babies and their outcomes. And our partners in crime on this, and I'd like to thank Sharon Coral, who's in the audience today, is the Association of Maternal and Child Health Programs. And they're our sister organization. They're much like City Match, only instead of working on the local level, AMCHIP, as they're called, to shorten that name a little bit, is focused with state-level maternal and child health outcomes. So the Title V Block Grant, if you've heard of that, that's AMCHIP's main work, is to help folks to implement that block grant and to improve outcomes on the state level for women and children. We decided a couple of years ago that it was important that both of our organizations take on issues of teen pregnancy prevention. And like I mentioned earlier, the CDC had been working for several years with some national partners, the National Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy, the Healthy Teen Network, Advocates for Youth, and lots of state coalitions to address teen pregnancy prevention, STI prevention, HIV prevention, through science-based approaches and science-based programs. However, in this work, they had been working very closely with state teen pregnancy prevention coalitions, but not with state or local public health agencies. Hence, AMCHIP and City Match decided that it was important to bring in these local and state public health agencies to help to disseminate the great work that was being done on the national level, but wasn't reaching state and local public health. Our goals of the partnership were to disseminate the work that was happening, to increase collaboration between and among state and local representatives working on teen pregnancy prevention, not just the public health agencies, but also those teen pregnancy coalitions that were already working on it, and to improve overall state and local efforts in the reduction of teen pregnancies. We did two main activities. The first one was a rapid query. The most important thing for you to know about this query is that our folks told us we have pretty good knowledge on science-based approaches, but we have a lot of barriers in implementing them. It's difficult to get folks to agree that we need to implement comprehensive science-based approaches to teen pregnancy prevention. And the other major outcome was that very much they showed interest in receiving some additional training and assistance on implementation. So what we decided to do was to hold a two-day roundtable and training. It was in Memphis, Tennessee, and it was in September of 2007, so just over a year ago. We wanted to build stronger relationships between state and local urban maternal and child health departments, and we wanted to develop sustainable teen pregnancy prevention efforts utilizing SBAs or science-based approaches. So these teams were selected. Our process for bringing folks together was an application process. We put out an RFA, and teams had to apply. And what they had to bring together to the table in order to be accepted to come to this roundtable was both a local representation and state representation, a maternal and child health representation, as well as community representation, whether that was the State Teen Pregnancy Prevention Coalition or local community organizations working on teen pregnancy. They all had to come together. This is the slide. This shows the 9 teams that were selected to attend the roundtable, and you have the privilege of hearing from the Pennsylvania team a little later in this session about what they did following the roundtable. Here's a picture of our participants. They're smiling because we told them they couldn't eat lunch till they took the photo. After we brought the teams together at the training, it was 2 days. Basically, day one was knowledge building, capacity building. What is a science-based approach? How do you implement them? What are the science-based programs that are out there? How do you create a logic model to know that your program is going to work? Those kinds of knowledge building activities. Day two was all about working in teams, and the teams worked on and created action plans so that when they went home, they could take the knowledge they had learned the day before and actually implement it so that they could go home with a plan to carry out an agenda for change, if you will, an agenda to put into effect a science-based approach. This is teams working on action planning. So what I'm going to talk to you about, Kelly's going to talk to you a little bit about what Pennsylvania did after the roundtable. What I'm going to talk to you about today is what AmChip and CityMatch found in terms of evaluation results around state and local partnerships, specifically in the area of teen pregnancy prevention. We did 3 evaluation components. We had a pretest immediately prior to the roundtable, a post-test immediately following, and then we did a follow-up survey in May of 2008, which was about 6 or 7 months after, and we did some matched comparisons. What's important for you to know is, if you think back to the goals we had, we wanted to disseminate the CDC knowledge base on science-based approaches, and this slide shows that that happened. It shows that there was knowledge and capacity gained in areas like being able to identify what a science-based approach is, or being able to identify characteristics of what makes an effective teen pregnancy prevention program, and that knowledge and capacity building was sustained through follow-up. We also found through our post-tests that the training was successful in motivating state and local partners to work together rather than separately on this issue, and that 3/4 of our attendees reported a greater ability to implement a science-based approach to prevent teen pregnancy after the training. I'm going to talk a little bit now about communication and collaboration, because those are 2 very key components when you're talking about state-local partnerships in maternal and child health and in other public health areas. This slide shows how teams felt their level of communication was prior to the roundtable. We heard from a lot of teams when they were putting in applications, I've never actually talked to my state maternal and child health representative, or I don't even know who the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Coalition contact is for my state. So we thought it was really important to see what was their communication and collaboration prior to attending the training, and did that improve at the training. So important for you to note here is that about 1/4 of folks said they had poor communication prior. About 15% said it was, you know, moderate. It was neither good nor bad. After the training, those same folks said that there was indeed an improvement in that communication following the training. So those who had poor communication prior improved their communication after. Those who had neither good nor bad prior improved their communication after. And it doesn't look like anybody's communication got worse, so that's a good outcome. Additionally, we find similar results with collaboration. So about half, a little over half, said it was either poor, they didn't collaborate prior, or it was neither good nor bad. And we see similar results here. The collaboration for those who had no collaboration or okay collaboration prior did indeed improve. We also did a little bit of qualitative data analysis because we wanted to find out things like what was the value add to your organization to participate in this training? And one of the things we were looking to see is it a value add for folks to have both state and local partners at the table around this topic? And some major themes that came out of that was a huge value add for folks, mentioned over and over again, was an opportunity to collaborate with with other partners in their state and an opportunity to form stronger relationships with other partners in their state. You can see a couple of the quotes on the slide. Forming working relationships with other members of the team, collaborating with the state and other statewide organizations. Those were mentioned over and over again. People felt like they could talk more freely with each other and have better communication, stronger communication. There was also a gain in knowledge. You saw that in the first slide. And quite a few people mentioned learning from others. I had an opportunity to learn from other states. I had an opportunity to hear what other states were doing, how other states were addressing this problem or that barrier. So that was huge. And then a couple of minor themes were around just networking, just being able to get out there and talk to people, meet people, and then motivation to do the work, which is important. You saw that the evaluation result earlier about increased motivation to work with state and local partnerships. That was something that people valued from being able to come together as teams. Another question we asked was, what accomplishments did you achieve that you would not have achieved, that would not have been possible had it not been for putting together this team and coming to this roundtable? Again, the most often mentioned theme was around collaboration and coordination. I love this quote. The local partners are now talking with one another, and the competitive atmosphere of the agencies has turned into a collaborative atmosphere. That's great. That's awesome. And that's the sort of thing that we were hoping that would be accomplished at that training. Coordination of Title X and Title V staff. So family planning and maternal child health are finally coming together to talk about teen pregnancy prevention. That's an excellent outcome. And some minor themes around programmatic activities. And a few folks even mentioned that funding became available and would not have been available had it not been for attending this roundtable and putting together this team. And then a final question that we asked folks was, okay, so hopefully something happened in the area of teen pregnancy prevention as a result of this roundtable. But what else maybe happened that would not have happened had you not come, that was beyond the original scope, beyond what you originally said you were going to do when you applied? And overwhelmingly, folks responded to this, that new partnerships were formed. Many people mentioned new partnerships within the public health agency or within typical natural teen pregnancy prevention partners like teen parents, other departments in the health department, et cetera. And then we also had some of our teams talk about new partnerships that occur now outside of the typical teen pregnancy prevention partners, outside of the typical public health agency. For example, you see this quote here, we now have key relationships with juvenile probation. We had one team tell us that they're now working with the arts community and the PTA to talk about teen pregnancy prevention as an important issue. So clearly, collaboration and coordination was a huge outcome of this roundtable. So, in conclusion, let's talk a little bit about whether or not we met our goals. Disseminate the work of CDC and gain and help teams gain knowledge. Absolutely. Increase collaboration between and among state and local representatives. The quantitative and qualitative analysis showed that we helped to improve communication and collaboration between those entities. What about the one in regards to improving overall state and local efforts to reduce teen pregnancy? Well, the roundtable was a year ago, and it's not enough time to determine whether or not you've actually made an impact so far as to improve the health outcome to reduce teen pregnancy prevention. But one thing that CityMatch and AmChip have been talking about is going to be extremely important to look into is this issue of sustainability. How do you know that you have improved state-local efforts long-term? And some of the things that we need to be looking into is, will the efforts or results be sustained by these teams? Did they get that motivation and those incentives and then, you know, a year later it's kind of dying out? Or was it enough to keep them going? And then maybe even more importantly, is the communication and collaboration that these teams are telling us existed, is that existing because, for example, you're going to hear from Kelly, who's from the State Health Department, and her colleague Belle Marks, who's from the local health department, who's here in the audience. Is the communication and collaboration better because Kelly and Belle now have a better relationship and there's personal ties there now? Or is there institutional relationships that have been formed? So now, no matter what happens to Kelly and Belle, The State Health Department and Allenstown Health Bureau will continue to work together. And that's how you're going to get sustainability. So we need to look and see, where is that occurring? And is it the right amount of depth? Next steps for City Match and AmChip, at least, are to continue to follow up these roundtable teams to ask them, what is it about sustainability that you need help with, and what are the areas of sustainability that are important to you, and what can a national organization do to help, and what other sorts of things do you need, as well as disseminating some of the things that the teams are doing. Like I said, you're going to hear from Pennsylvania here in just a few minutes. And then finally, City Match, AmChip, and the National Association of County and City Health Officials were able to receive a train-the-trainer in August of this year, where we are now trained to be able to provide that knowledge base around science-based approaches. And so it's important for our local health departments, as far as City Match is concerned, the state health departments for AmChip, know that we're able to provide that training so that the knowledge can be spread about this to local and state public health agencies and not just these community-based organizations. So that the more people that know, the more likely the chance of implementing a science-based approach to teen pregnancy prevention. And then we also feel like more work needs to be done to look into state-local partnerships in general. What are the benefits of them? What makes them challenging? And is it truly helpful to have state and locals at the table in the area of teen pregnancy prevention? Does it make a difference? I just want to make sure I thank all the staff that helped us on the project in putting together the data analysis, and especially the generous support that was provided to make the roundtable happen by the Annie Casey Foundation, CDC's Division of Reproductive Health, and HRSA's Maternal and Child Health Bureau. And if you have any questions, they'll be here afterwards, or you can write to Sharon or I, and we'd be happy to get back to you. But thank you so much.